In a concert hall or theater, we prefer a live room where the sound has fullness. So we need to control the reverberation time. After all, we don't want the listeners or the performers to have to struggle, right? So what are some important considerations when we design a theater or concert hall?
The size of the place?
Absolutely. The larger the room, the longer the reverberation time. So we'll have to take into account what the room will be mainly used for, since music requires more reverberation than speech. A room intended for music needs to be designed differently from a room intended for drama. For music, we need a very large room, a concert hall. Actually, I should say for full orchestras, because for a single instrument, say something like a piano recital, a room with a short reverberation time is better. So, for a solo piano, a smaller room works well. Yes?
I read that concert halls designed for symphony orchestras have too much echo for jazz music.
That doesn't surprise me. Most small jazz groups would need rooms with a shorter reverberation time. But besides the size of the room, another variable affecting reverberation is the shape of the room. Let's say you designed a rectangular, box-like space with bare walls and ceiling. This would allow the sound to act like a ball in a racquetball court, you know, bouncing around and hitting some parts of the walls and ceiling, but missing many others. If that happens in a concert hall, audience members may hear some sounds, but not others.